relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
This episode of the America First podcast with me, Sebastian Gorka, is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Shop freedom, quality, and innovation at franklinarmory.com. Franklin Armory, we are facilitators of freedom. Insurrection, insurrection, insurrection. That's what all we hear from the January 6th Inquisition, despite the fact that we've seen violence on the streets of America after the recent Supreme Court decisions and even a church burnt down in West Virginia. Who are the real insurrectionists? Let's dive deep into that topic with one of our favorite guests on a special 101. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and we are joined by Julie Kelly of American Greatness. Julie, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Seb, thanks so much for having me on.
Let me just put to you straight away the obvious, naive, layman's question that we've had, what, more than 700 people hunted down, arrested, more than 100, I believe, you'll correct me, more than 100 still confined in political prison cells not far from this studio, mostly on menial, low-grade charges such as trespass or the obstructing an official process charge. And we have a lack of a similar response to the violence being done across America in the names of social justice, BLM, Antifa, or abortion. Is that a silly question? Am I missing something, Julie Kelly?
As usual, Seb, you are not missing a thing. You're way ahead of everything, as usual. Yes. Oh, I will correct you on one number, though. I believe we are up to more than 850 Americans who have been hunted down by this DOJ. They just arrested someone yesterday. Seb, we're here 18 months later, and they are still hunting down capital trespassers, subjecting them to FBI raids. In one case last week, the FBI used an informant to get a man to talk about what he did at the Capitol, and he was charged with three misdemeanors. This is the crusade, this dragnet, this witch hunt. I believe they're trying to get to 1,000 total January 6th defendants before Election Day or campaign season. They think it's some sort of talking point. But yes, we have that part of the dragnet witch hunt going on regular Americans. Then, of course, you have what we're seeing recently, which is the roundup of political figures such as the head of the Arizona Republican Party, Georgia Republican Party, and then, of course, the FBI raid of Jeffrey Clark's home and the really egregious confrontation by FBI agents with Dr. John Eastman stealing his iPhone before showing him a warrant.
Hang on. I missed that one. So the constitutional law professor, John Eastman, what did they do to his phone, Julie?
Last Wednesday night, FBI agents accosted him and his wife after they were leaving a restaurant. They demanded that he turn over his iPhone. He repeatedly, because he is a constitutional lawyer, asked numerous times to see the warrant. They did not. They made Dr. Eastman, who I believe is in his late 70s, you know, a small, slight man, put his hands on top of his head. The FBI patted him down, saw sort of this fanny pack thing on the side of his hip, stole his iPhone out of this pack, and then shoved it in front of his face. So the facial recognition passcode would unlock his phone. They finally gave him the warrant. He says that it does not detail anything that they were allowed to have. Of course, he's an attorney, so he would have all sorts of privileged communications on his phone. They took it. They didn't arrest him. He's not accused of any crime. But this is what this Justice Department is doing. It is truly a rampage, Seb, that we have never seen in American history, nor did I ever think that we would.
You know more than anyone else regarding the more than 800 people. Your book is January 6th. Everybody, please, 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 if you believe in the truth, order this book right now. January 6th, How Democrats Use the Capitol Protest to Launch a War on Terror Against the Political Right. And follow this lady on Twitter. Read her writings at American Greatness. She is at Julie_Kelly2. That's Julie_Kelly2. And it's American Greatness. We love American Greatness. That's amgreatness.com. Again, I just want to get the facts out there. That's why we do these deep dive one-on-one interviews. We do long-form radio because, you know, most TV, most radio hits are 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and you never get to the substance. You actually come to the swamp. You go to the hearings. You go to the arraignments of these political prisoners. Tell me again if I'm wrong, but talk to us about the types of charges that they have been accused of or they have been arraigned on. Usually it's misdemeanors to do with physical trespass, some kind of physical damage, or obstructing an official process. Is anybody being charged with killing a police officer or insurrection or serious felonies? You know best. So tell me what's actually happening in the courtrooms.
So the most serious offenses that are being charged, as you said, is obstruction of an official proceeding. This is a felony that DOJ is adding to mostly misdemeanor cases. Never been used in this way before, Seb. It's a post-Enron law that had to do with tampering with evidence or witnesses.
Yeah, let me interject. Obstructing an official proceeding was meant to stop people shredding evidence, for example. You know, you're burning evidence, not walking through the cupola of the Senate, correct?
That's exactly right. And furthermore, Seb, so what defense lawyers are arguing is whether the joint session rises to an official proceeding. If it does, or even when the Senate and House were meeting separately, which happened at about 1:15 that day, this criminalizes political protests. Americans are constitutionally protected in protesting their government, especially when they are conducting official business. You know, this is why they don't go to people's homes. Why rally outside of an empty building on a Saturday? Their voices need to be heard. So this is criminalizing and will have repercussions down the road. They are setting this precedent, DOJ. Several men have already pleaded guilty to this. They have received sentences of years in jail after being detained under pretrial detention orders already. And so this is going to be an ongoing battle. What's interesting, Seb, I will say this is a new development. Judge Carl Nichols is the only judge who has dismissed this count in one of his cases. Every other D.C. district court judge is holding up this count as legitimate. Judge Nichols tossed it out of court for a man named Garrett Miller. The government came back. They have appealed Judge Nichols's dismissal of this count. It will now go to the D.C. Circuit Court on an appeal. It will be very interesting to see if the D.C. Circuit upholds Judge Nichols's decision, because it will have huge repercussions for the 240-plus people who are charged with this, including several who have already pleaded guilty. Assumption is this will eventually
We lost you there for a second. So you said something about the Supreme Court. Say that again.
My guess is that this will eventually make it to the Supreme Court where it belongs. So the Supreme Court can determine whether this very novel charge that was never intended to be used against political protesters. In fact, when George W. Bush signed the law in 2002, he specifically said it should not be used against political protesters, but here we are. So I think we end up there. So there's some interesting developments with that.
Don't forget the second point. Why did the judge throw it out? Did he give a reason?
He basically said that was not what the statute how it was intended to be used. And he even questioned the idea that a regular session, now the joint session or House and Senate meeting separately, whether that is rises to an official proceeding. He read the statute as it should have been, but there was no evidence of tampering with witnesses or documents related to an investigation, which is what this 1512C2, obstruction of an official proceeding, was in what its original purpose was.
And the second point?
The other more serious charge is seditious conspiracy, a rare charge. The last time DOJ charged anyone with seditious conspiracy in 2011, a Michigan judge threw it out of court. This DOJ, under Merrick Garland, Lisa Monaco, and the D.C. U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves, have charged 18 people with seditious conspiracy. This has been signed off by a grand jury in Washington, D.C., the same sort of people who sat on Michael Sussman's jury, the partisans who live in the Beltway, and they have charged 18 people with seditious conspiracy to bolster the idea, said that this was an insurrection.
And let me just note here, Lisa was the architect of Obama's disastrous counterterrorism policy that gave us ISIS. We're talking to Julie Kelly. Follow her right now on Twitter, Julie_Kelly2. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you enjoy this show as much as we love providing it for you, please subscribe. Go to Spotify, plug in America First in my name. It's absolutely free. Never miss an episode. Do write a review and share the links. That's Spotify, Sebastian Gorka, America First. If you haven't done so already, please join us for our Stand With Israel tour 10 days later this year, November, December, in the Holy Land with me and Dinesh D'Souza. It's going to be the trip of a lifetime. Even if you've been to the Holy Land, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. They've dropped their COVID regulations because they knew they got it wrong. I'm not vaccinated and I'm going. Join me. Let's go together to the Sea of Galilee, to the Temple Mount, into Jerusalem, to the Garden of Gethsemane. It's going to be the trip of a lifetime. Call today, 855-565-5519, or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. That's 855-565-5519, standwithisraeltour.com. Dear friends, you know my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. For a limited time, you'll get $90 off a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. They took over 2 years to develop. They're designed to wear indoor and out. I've already worn out my first pair of My Slippers, and they're made with the same amazing MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and lined with real suede. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code Gorka for that massive discount, or just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and put in the secret code G-O-R-K-A. This offer won't last long. You won't regret it. They are the best slippers I have ever owned. And $90 off MyPillow.com. Do it today. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. I want to be meticulous here. I want to, because you've done such a service that I think hasn't garnered the requisite attention outside of American greatness, and you know, some shows. You've been on Tucker's show, you've been on my show regularly, but we need to really document. People need to read your book, January 6th, and we need to document what's happened in the last year and a half. So let's talk about, again, what's happening in the courtrooms. Will you share with us the details? Well, let's start what's happening in the prisons. What is the conditions? Only a handful of Republicans have shown the fortitude to actually go and visit these prisons. It's Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Louis Gohmert, Paul Gosar. I may have missed one or two, but it's a handful out of... Sorry?
Mm-hmm. Andy Biggs.
Andy Biggs, of course. It's just a handful out of the hundreds who should have gone. Will you share a little bit about what the conditions are like and how they're being treated in the prison in the nation's capital, Julie?
So right now, Seb, there are roughly 70, 75 political prisoners. About half of those men are in this D.C. gulag. Some of them have been there for now 16 months and counting. The DOJ, U.S. Marshals Service, are actually transferring some men who have been detained in other parts of the country for months on end, moving them to this D.C. gulag. I mean, it's exactly what you would think a jail in Washington, D.C. would look like. They're mostly held in solitary confinement conditions. They are tormented by jail officials, jail guards who have nothing but contempt for them as Trump supporters. Their defense attorneys complain incessantly in court to DC District Court judges who are duty-bound to protect the rights of defendants against this vengeful government. They have failed to do it. The defense attorneys cannot get access to their clients. The jail guards are withholding discovery evidence that is sent to the jail for months on end. So they are prevented from their constitutional right as a defendant to build their own defense. They can't talk to their lawyers. They can't meet with their lawyers, especially if they're not vaccinated. And they can't even see the evidence against them. So that's what's happening in the D.C. gulag. These men are really languishing. Here we are almost a year and a half later. And you know what, Seth? What's really infuriating is the government adding new charges, adding new defendants to some of these major cases, like the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys. What just happened last week, Judge Tim Kelly, a Trump appointee, who is holding at least five members of the Proud Boys charged with nonviolent offenses, by the way, has held them in jail since last spring, now going along with DOJ to move their trial, which was already moved from April of this year to August, now moving it from August to December. You will have a few of those men who will be in prison for almost 2 years, not convicted of any crime, no criminal record, no violent charges, in jail for almost 2 years before they have their day in court in Washington, D.C., which is another travesty.
Well,
because every... Go ahead.
No, I mean, it's unconstitutional. I mean,
yes,
we have
a
right to swift justice. The idea that you're in prison for 6 months, a year, 18 months, 2 years without actually having your court case heard is against the Constitution. It's illegal. What about the stories that some of the prisoners aren't allowed to shave? They're not getting their medical treatment. One of them had cancer. I mean, these are really grueling stories.
They are. They are have been denied access to personal hygiene. I mean, I've reported on this. I know you've talked to some of the detainees who got out. They can't shave, shower a few times a week. They share nail clippers. You know, but Seb, I will say, I'm not so sure that this is just germane to January 6th defendants. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Louis Gohmert went to the D.C. jail and visited all of the facilities there. And they found horrific conditions for inmates. Now, whether you are this, so this could lead to a broader conversation about what's happening in our jail system. But you can be assured that the Trump supporters, the J6 detainees, have been subjected to an additional layer of torment by these jail guards and jail officials. One of whom, Marjorie Taylor Greene, outed for her nonstop rants on social media about Donald Trump and his reporters. And these people are in her care. But no one seems to care, Seb. The Democrats who are all, you know, get rid of cash bail, open up the jails, we need rights for prisoners, those people are silent. So too, as you just pointed out, is the overwhelming majority of Republicans in Washington, D.C. really shameful. I don't think one Republican senator has said a word about this travesty, not one. And only a handful of Republican House members have had the guts to do it.
Yeah, well, I'm very grateful to you for introducing me to the founder. She was on the show almost 2 weeks ago, the founder of the Patriot Freedom Project. I think it's the only substantive organization out there that's raising funds for these people. So they've raised over $1 million, but the income that is being provided to the families, the wives, the children of those incarcerated is slowing down. So please, my colleague Dinesh D'Souza, God bless him, was one of the first to donate $100,000 himself. He knows what happens when a judicial system runs amok. Please go to patriotfreedomproject.com and donate whatever you can. It makes a difference. These people are political prisoners. It's patriotfreedomproject.com, patriotfreedomproject.com. So much more to ask you, but please don't forget, guys, why did all of this happen? Why were so many Americans frustrated beyond belief? They didn't have all the evidence, but they knew something was wrong about the last election. They could sense it in their gut. An old man campaigning from his basement, there's no way he gets more votes than the first young black American president. There's no way that he beats a man who can fill a stadium with 60,000 people in just 24 hours. Find out the evidence for yourself. Dinesh D'Souza's movie 2,000 Mules is the evidence. More than 400,000 illegally trafficked ballots. They have geolocating data. They have the CCTV camera footage. Watch it today. More than 1 million downloads. We've mailed out more than 100,000 DVDs. I've got a stake in this movie. It's so important. You can watch it today. Share it with your friends. I got a dozen DVDs for friends. That's how important this is. Go to salemnow.com to watch 2,000 Mules. Share it with your friends. Get the truth out there. They told you you were a conspiracy theorist, and it was a lie. That's 2,000 Mules today. Salemnow.com. Salemnow.com. All right, let's switch to the courtroom again. Will you talk to us about the quality of and the behavior of the public defenders? I've read things that I found hard to believe, Julie. You know, as the child of a man who at the age of 20 was put through a show trial, a communist show trial, and then given a life sentence and put in a political prison. That's my father, Paul Gorka. Mm-hmm. To hear accounts of defendants having to openly, in front of the judge, make statements about how, yes, I'm sorry, I recognize that Joe Biden is the real president. This is something out of Mao's communist China. Who are these public defenders that are giving, you know, prescribed reading lists of politically correct books to their defendants, to their clients?
Yeah, it's really pretty stunning. One of them is named Heather Shaner. I talk about her in my book. She amazingly is still defending January 6th defendants. Now, it's important to note, most of these people have never been in trouble with the criminal justice system ever. They don't have money, six figures at least, to retain a criminal defense lawyer in Washington, D.C. So they are wholly reliant on public defenders, court-appointed attorneys. And many of them, as you can imagine, are far leftists, as most public defenders are. And they are, this Heather Shaner, for example, has put some of her clients through this re-education camp, giving them books, telling them to watch movies that portray America as systemically racist, as anti-Semitic. You know, we murdered off all of the Native Americans. This is what she has said publicly. But the real shame here, Seb, is public defenders can do and say whatever they want. The problem is these D.C. District Court judges, and I'm talking about every single judge from Trump appointees, Clinton, Obama, down to Reagan appointees, if you can believe there's still two of them on the court, they are allowing this government to get away with everything that they're asking for and not condemning these public defenders for saying this has nothing to do. This is someone charged with parading in the Capitol, a petty offense, a Class B misdemeanor. I mean, these are things, as Beryl Howell, the chief judge, said, this court never even entertains Class B misdemeanors, but that is monopolizing the court's time right now. So yes, you do have that problem, but you also have judges, the same judges I just talked about, berating January 6th defendants for supporting Donald Trump, for believing the big lie, for not
and they're doing this in the court. This isn't, you know, yes, overheard are. Phone conversations on the Acela by the judge. They're making political statements from the bench.
They are not only making political statements from the bench during sentencing, they are making political statements from the bench during pretrial detention hearings. So this is where the judge determines, and is that, as you've said, over 100 times have allowed the government to deny bail to these defendants. They are making these comments in pretrial detention hearings. You're supposed to remember this presumed innocent until proven guilty. That is only one right that has been completely abolished by this D.C. District Court. I'm telling you, the real villains here, aside from the DOJ, aside from these public defenders, aside from the news media, are these judges sitting on the D.C. District Court. They are shameful. They are abdicating their duties, and they are really stomping on the Constitution that they have sworn to protect. None of that is happening in this D.C. court system.
I don't want to lessen your achievement, and it is stunning, and we'll talk about your courage and the cost to you personally. How many other people do you see doing, I don't know, 30% of the coverage that you've done on this case?
Well, look, I have to credit you because you were with me from the beginning when I started covering this, really in January 2021, seeing what this DOJ was starting to do. So you, I mean, obviously Darren Beatty at Revolver News yeah. has done a lot of work. I'm so grateful for Tucker Carlson, the only person at Fox News who will help cover this story. Laura Ingraham has as well. It's been blatantly and flagrantly ignored by other people at Fox News. So as far as reporters, though, that's really all.
That's about it, right? That's about it. That's utterly insane. Yeah, we had Darren.
I know
on.
Judicial Watch. I have to Judicial Watch.
But they're not. But they're not journalists. I'm talking about journalists. Judicial. Yes. God bless them. Right. You know, Tom Fitton, Chris Farrell. Right. I'm talking about journalists. It's you, Darren no. Beatty, and I don't count myself or Tucker. You know, we're hosts that give you a platform. You are out there fighting, dear friends. Please, if this is important to you, if getting this kind of information is important to you, you've got to follow this lady, Julie_Kelly. Two, and the book is January 6. Nobody else is writing this. There is no other book of this nature, of this ilk out there. January 6, how Democrats use the Capitol protest to launch a war on terror against the political right. We have to keep banging the drum. This is political persecution. These are political prisoners. God bless you, Julie. Okay, if you want to support programs like this, you've got to support those that make it possible. Great Americans like Mike Lindell. Mike is under assault every single day. He has now been banned. Yes, banned by Walmart. Why? Because he's a conservative. He had a great role to play in the Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade. He funded several projects, including a very successful movie about the truth of Planned Parenthood. Let's give back to Mike right now. Let's support him. Let's show him that we have his back. Use my name for any of the more than 150 products at MyPillow.com, and Mike will give you up to 66% off. It's not just the pillows that President Trump loves, my whole team uses. It's the sheepskin line slippers. It's the brand new summer sliders. It's the pajamas, the mattress toppers, the pet beds. My dogs only sleep on Mike's MyPillow pet beds. Treat yourself. Treat yourself today and your pet. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, but you've got to use the code GORKA. All right, at the beginning of this discussion, you mentioned the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. Now, I know nothing of the Oath Keepers. I have met the Proud Boys because I was invited to speak twice for the Women's March. This is the Women for Trump events that occurred, I think, in December of the year of the election. And the Proud Boys were there to provide security for the speakers. So they assisted me moving from my vehicle to the podium and so forth. What should we know about these two organizations? What have their members been charged with, and how have they been treated, Julie?
I think it's really important to start with these two groups have been targeted by this FBI for the past few years. Why? I don't know, because they support Donald Trump, apparently, as you just said. None of them, though, I believe that there are more than a dozen Proud Boys, roughly 20 or so members of the Oath Keepers who have been charged. Only one in the Proud Boys is accused of vandalizing property, a man who smashed one of the windows. None of them face weapons charges, certainly not anything like firearms. The Oath Keepers, in fact, were very, and you could see this in their communications, very cautious and kept whatever arms, whatever weapons they brought driving from their homes, left it in Virginia. They were all very aware of Washington, D.C.'s strict handgun law. So they did not bring their weapons into Washington, D.C. that morning. How can you overthrow government with these white supremacist militia groups when they don't have any weapons. Some of them did wear military garb. A lot of them are ex-law enforcement or veterans, which is really shameful. So they don't face weapons charges. They don't face assault charges. They don't face, except for one or two, vandalizing the Capitol. In the case of the Oath Keepers, they entered the building peacefully in a stack formation. I have reports that should come out in their trial that they actually were helping Capitol Police officers, including Officer Harry Dunn, who was engaged in some questionable behavior himself in the building that day, from what I have heard. But they were trying to help him nonetheless with the crowd that was coming in. The Oath Keepers did absolutely nothing wrong. The Proud Boys, members of them, led the first breach of the Capitol. They went up into the restricted area. They didn't smash their way into the Capitol. They didn't try to grab any lawmakers or hang Mike Pence. One of the men entered under surveillance video we could see that was released in the case of Ethan Nordin. He walked through an open door with Capitol Police standing right there. Ethan Nordin has been in prison since April of 2021, and this is the judge who just moved his case. So those are the two groups that are supposed to be the Trump militia. But, Seb, here's what's happening. I believe the DOJ has accelerated the charges against them, ramping up the media coverage so they can use those two groups to head towards to justify criminal charges against Donald Trump. That would either be conspiring with these groups to attack the Capitol or the obstruction charge that we talked about earlier.
And what about these lawyers? Has somebody stepped up to help them, or are these the usual second grade leftist public defenders?
No, some of them actually have very good attorneys who are putting together very detailed, compelling motions to defend their clients. Unfortunately, those arguments go nowhere in the courtroom. And so we are now headed towards a trial. And there's another wrinkle here, too, that's happening in both of these cases, is defense attorneys saying this January 6th committee, the nonstop coverage, especially in Washington, D.C., is further poisoning a jury pool from a city that voted almost 94% for Joe Biden. Every jury trial so far, Seb, has resulted in guilty verdicts on every single count in record time. Now you're adding this hype, this craziness, this hysteria from the January 6th committee, where they are especially targeting the Proud Boys. They brought up the Proud Boys again today. So you even have someone like Judge Mehta, an Obama appointee, who is really helping the government with what they're doing. But nonetheless, even though he earlier expressed skepticism that the committee was going to interfere in what was happening in court, you now see that he is starting to recognize that this really is such a knife's edge against the throats of these defendants in Washington, D.C. So that's one reason why one of the Proud Boys trials was moved. And so we'll see the Oath Keepers trial. The first one is supposed to begin, I believe, in August or September. So we'll see what Judge Mehta decides in terms of how this work from the January 6th committee, their one-sided narrative, it is further influencing a jury pool where these people already can't get a fair trial. At the same time, Seb, the judges refuse to move their trials out of Washington, D.C. They know they can't get a fair trial. We have it. It's already been proven with the past six trials that they can't. Now you add this, but the judges will not allow these defendants a fair trial in another jurisdiction.
Yeah. This is perhaps, we could spend a whole nother hour or hours on this question. It's at the bottom of my list right here. Can somebody who's not a Democrat get justice in this city? If you look at what happened to my former colleague, Peter Navarro, put in leg irons at Reagan Airport, if you look at what happened to Steve Bannon, Manafort, if you look at what happened to Michael Sussman, who was guilty at his own, providing his own evidence from his phone that he was guilty of lying to the FBI, which is a felony. And of course, he's found innocent by the jury in a city that voted 92% for Biden, 93% for Hillary. This is the big question for those who are politically hounded by a left-wing administration. The book is January 6th. You've got to get it right now. How Democrats use the Capitol protest to launch a war on terror against the political right. And you've got to follow this lady, Julie_Kelly2 on Twitter, and read her writings. It is the font of information on this topic at American Greatness. That's Chris Buskirk's American Greatness, amgreatness.com. That's amgreatness.com. All right, I've still got lots of questions to ask, but I'm running out of time. First things first, what has the cost been to you of doing this? Because, you know, there is a price to pay for being a truth teller in a sea of liars. So what has the last year and a half been like for you, Julie, and your family?
I get that question a lot, and thank you for asking. I have to say, I think I've told you this. I feel honored that I'm able to cover this. I really honestly do. I feel privileged that I'm in communication with the victims of this prosecution, persecution, and their family members. I will tell you, I get calls and texts all through the day and night, 7 days a week, from people who are so desperate. They have no one else to reach out to. They've been abandoned by family, friends. They've lost everything. They've lost their businesses, their homes, their jobs. They have nowhere to turn. So I will tell you, I feel, because I'm in a very fortunate situation in my life right now, I feel very honored, to be honest, that, you know, I can tell these people's story. Hopefully I can give them a little bit of comfort and hope, which is what I tell them when they're so desperate. They have no one. I say millions of Americans are praying for you every night. I know this. I hear from them, not millions, but I hear from a lot of people, and I know that that's true. But Sam, I honestly, we haven't really suffered that much. I don't really care what people say about me in the media or on social media. So I think you need a little bit of a thick skin, and I think that luckily I have that. You know, my family has been super supportive, and I'm always grateful for that. But they also feel an emotional investment into the people who are reaching out. I get mail all the time. You know, my daughter or husband will come in and say, okay, here's more prisoner mail. And really just these really heartbreaking letters from people. The ones who I get from veterans are really, you know, upset me. So I think it's more of an emotional toll,
right,
than anything else. But look, the story has to be told.
Well, this is my last question. We've only got a minute left. I've asked you before, but I want you to say it again in front of our 3 million listeners and all of our viewers. Why are you doing this, Julie Kelly?
Well, I'm doing it because it's the right thing. I'm doing it because my grandparents and my great-grandparents did not build this country, protect the world in World War II, build this country to what it is, so these evil people can tear it down and go after innocent Americans to gratify their sadistic lust for power and for revenge. And so, you know, I think about that a lot.
She is a modern Valkyrie. We've got to get her one of those helmets, a flaming sword, because that's who she is. Keep doing what you do, and thank you to Chris Buskirk as well for providing a platform. It's Am Greatness. The book is January 6th, and she is Julie_Kelly2 on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This has been America First, one-on-one. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head in a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up. Never give in, and stay frosty.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.